What's going on, guys? In today's pod, I'm talking about the absolute disaster that played out today in the Trump-Putin summit and a guy by the name of Sacha Baron Cohen. Oh, you know, he's backups to no good. So let's go.
Just now, President Putin denied having anything to do with the election interference in 2016. Every U.S. intelligence agency has concluded that Russia did. My first question for you, sir, is who do you believe? My second question is, would you now, with the whole world watching, tell President Putin, would you denounce what happened in 2016, and would you warn him to never do it again?
So I have great confidence in my intelligence people, but I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today. And what he did is an incredible offer. He offered to have the people working on the case come and work with their investigators with respect to the 12 people. I think that's an incredible offer. Okay? Thank you.
There you have it, folks. Why are we even investigating it? Who cares that 12 Russian nationals just were indicted by the U.S. government? And another Russian national was arrested today for spying claims and infiltrating what is believed to be the NRA. Who cares? Putin said he didn't interfere. He actually wants to help investigate and be a part of the investigation into this whole collusion thing and screw the U.S. intelligence community. It's July 16th, and this is Excuse My Politics presented by Bad News Media. And Donald Trump just had what can only be described as one of the worst representations of American leadership on the world stage against our adversary, Russia. Which is really not all that surprising, given we don't currently have any leadership. Donald Trump, what he did today and what he said really shouldn't surprise anybody. This is a man who lacks any form of political courage, or courage for that matter at all. To think that he was in any way going to stand up to Putin was foolish. He's a man who won't talk bad about him when he's not in front of him. So I don't know why we thought this was going to be any different when he was actually in front of Putin and met face to face with him, because we all know Trump will talk mean about people, except for Putin. But anytime he gets face-to-face with them, that all goes out the window because he's a coward and a small, small man. But the most shocking thing, and once again, I'm not actually really that shocked now that I say it out loud, is that Donald Trump went against the U.S. intelligence agencies and sided with Putin. Now, that clip I just showed you was slightly edited. I did cut down on the first minute and 30 because all he did was ramble about DNC servers and Hillary Clinton servers. He honestly asked the question, what are the servers saying? I mean, that was a laugh out funny moment if it wasn't for the absolute depressing statement that he was about to follow, where he picks Putin over our allies. Now, of course, we had a bunch of sad Republicans come out with all their strong letters of condemning this. You had people like Jeff Flake, Newt Gingrich even got in on it. But I am so tired of people giving the Republican Party credit for these statements they put out whenever Trump does something terrible. Because at the end of the day, they consistently fail to do the one thing that matters and actually act as a co-equal but separate branch of government and perform some damn oversight. Here's some things that Republicans can do. They could subpoena Trump's taxes and business records. Because you know what? One of the number one questions that kept getting asked hypothetically today was, what is it that Russia could have over Donald Trump? And while, yes, the focus was all on the P-tape, which, if you're asking me, yes, I do believe there's a P-tape or something even worse out there. The fact that Donald Trump actually believes that Putin, when he said in his press in the press conference today that when Trump visited Russia, he did not spy on him and actually didn't even know he was in the country, is just ridiculous. Anybody that's worth their salt knows that if anybody, a high-end business leader, a political person, anybody who could mean anything to allowing Russia to get a competitive advantage, your rooms are bugged, your telephones are bugged, everything you do, the Russian government knows about when you visit Russia. Russia is always looking to gather information, to create an edge in business, in politics, in anything they view that could benefit them. There is no way Putin didn't record or spy on Donald Trump when he was there 13 years ago or whatever it was. Anyway, I got off topic. Oh, and the other part about this, and I'm going to circle back here to another point, but Donald Trump meeting with President Putin was an all-time dum-dum move because there is President Putin, Vladimir Putin, I'm going to call him President Putin, is a former KGB intelligence officer. I don't think that he did not record that meeting. Donald Trump went in there alone. This is an opportunity for Vladimir Putin to extract extreme leverage. Donald Trump is somebody we know lies all the time. He doesn't have any, you know, standing in the truth. He's going into a meeting where nobody's going to be able to verify what is said. I would think that Vladimir Putin probably recorded that and could alter those tapes, could release those at some point to his own advantage, and President Trump wouldn't be able to refute any of that because nobody was in the room. But I got off topic. Let me circle back. But it was an all-time dumb move. So all these senators, all these House members need to remember. Actually, they don't even need to remember. They do remember. But they could actually influence some power and do something instead of tweeting and issuing these statements that in any other time might have been effective because presidents felt shame and kind of caved to public pressure. But Donald Trump does not feel shame. He is not caving to public pressure. They could subpoena taxes or Trump's taxes and business records to see if there's any financial leverage Russia holds on him. I'm going to take a wild shot in the dark here and say, yeah. Yeah, they do. They could pass legislation to protect Mueller. One of the things they have refused to do, and they're like, well, Donald Trump will never fire Mueller or fire Rosenstein and then fire Mueller. He'll never interfere with that. No. Pass legislation to protect him. Not only would that piss him off and send a clear message that you guys aren't messing around, but that would actually do something positive for the nation as a whole, to know that this investigation is going to conclude. And it will not conclude based on the fact that Donald Trump has decided it's time to end. It will conclude because Mueller has decided that the investigation is over. They could also perform some actual oversight into what America and the government is currently doing, the Trump administration is doing, to protect this upcoming election and all future elections. We right now, it is a consensus within the intelligence community, within the Senate, within most of the House of Representatives, but you really can't count on them for much because that is a crazy place, has come to the conclusion that Russia interfered with our elections. You could perform some actual oversight and hold hearings to figure out what has been done, what has been done, what is being planned, what is the plan to protect upcoming elections and to help make sure that what happened in the 2016 election doesn't repeat itself down the road. Those are three things that Republicans could do today. They hold every lever of power, but they aren't going to do any of that. Because this, in the end, is what they are as a party now. They are a party that is that just purely craves power and money. And Donald Trump represents all of that to the Republican Party now. Through the bad faith arguments they've been introducing for decades, the erosion of morals within the Republican leadership through what Fox News has done in rotting out a lot of the base. They have created this atmosphere that has allowed Trump to thrive. And by not putting actually any checks in place, by not reining in some of his power, this summit and press conference is the end result of that. And the fallout that is going to come of this, and the potential decades-long damage that is going to happen. For crying out loud, the Senate is, anytime they vote on really anything, it is margin, it is razor-thin margins. They're about to vote on a Supreme Court nomination here in the coming months. They need every single vote. One of those, multiple of those Republicans could hold up that nomination. They won't do it, though. Because at the end of the day, the Republican Party, currently in its state, has no political spine and is led by mostly white men who are beholden to corporate America and to President Trump because they lacked the political courage and moral foundation to do so. And this is yet another reason on the checklist that is miles long at this standpoint of why this election upcoming is so, so important. Republicans control every lever of power in Washington. And by doing that, they control every, almost every level of checks and balances. Thank God for the judicial system, which has put a lot of checks on President Trump's agenda. But this election gives America the opportunity to put in place some actual checks and balances on President Trump and his behavior because the Republican Party refuses to do so themselves. And speaking of the Republican Party, who is America dropped this Sunday? And I have got to say, the ending segment of Sacha Baron Cohen's project was not really so much a shock because of what I just talked about, as far as the Republican Party's leadership structure and all members of the Republican Party, as far as those who are actually in government, with the exception of a couple handful, and you know who they are, the John Kasichs of the world, hell, the John McCains of the world, displayed just how crazy things have gotten. If you haven't seen the segment, check it out. It is all over the place. It is about a program that Sacha Baron Cohen introduces through a disguise as an Israeli security contractor in a program to arm kindergartners to protect themselves against school shootings. And he gets quite a few Republicans to read a script in which they say some truly just outrageous things and not once just stop and go, what the hell? I am not making this up. Larry Pratt, the executive director of Gun Owners of America, a gun lobby, a guns right lobbyist group, literally said on television children under 5 have elevated levels of the pheromone Blink-182, produced by the part of the liver known as Reta-OR. This allows nerve reflexes to travel along the Cardi B pathway to the Wiz Khalifa 40% faster. Dead serious. It was spectacular, but also truly terrifying to see just how far the Republican Party is willing to go as far as it, when it comes to causes they support. And now all these people looked absolutely ridiculous and quite terrifying that they said all these things about arming kindergarten. But the way they're playing it off, and the media has shown, once again, they're not equipped to handle something of this magnitude, is they're kind of laughing it off as just, they got tricked. This is all a joke. They didn't actually mean it. This wasn't like I got tricked into buying a car I didn't need. This is supporting a program of arming children. And it isn't so much a trick as them showing their true selves. Because what Sacha Baron Cohen did is he got them to a place where they felt comfortable. And the takeaway is this, that this is how they act around a perceived political ally. And what they're willing to say in support of a broader cause is really anything. When they believe that they're in a safe space. And we should take what was said by these Republicans as only one thing. And that is that the Republican Party is so broken that they can be duped into championing a program that supports giving children as young as 4 access to firearms. That's it. And we need vote them out of office and make sure that they are not allowed to return to power and political office at the voter box. It is up to us to be the change.